Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great. Googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There he is, Brandon Ewing. How you doing, buddy?
I'm here.
You are. Filling in for Hank.
That's right.
We appreciate you doing that.
Yeah. You doing good?
I am doing great.
Are you? Yeah. Family good. Life good.
Life is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I saw you this week.
You did?
Yeah. Monday night.
Oh, Monday night at the swim meet.
The swim meet.
Yes.
So what'd you think?
Well, we've been there before.
Yeah.
I just cannot believe behind the scenes how it works so smoothly. It takes so many parents to organize that, doesn't it?
And what's the adage? Herding cats, right?
Exactly.
You know, you've got all these littles and biggers running around, and it just to orchestrate and, you know, get everybody to where they need to go, when they need to go, and do it in a timely manner. It's it's pretty impressive. But I'm telling you, I was sweating from places I had no idea I could sweat from. I looked down at one point after a little stint watching Violet in the pool, and I'm like, I can sweat from my knees? Like, the bottom of my pants were soaked, and it's like, whoa.
Yes,
it was warm.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing. It's kind of like the old Haymow, you know, you were inside. When you went outside, it was like, oh, it's so much better.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was still 90-some degrees.
So. Yeah, and we were sitting in the shade, you know, tucked back in that little, where all the trees are in the raised up portion in by the campus. And I'm telling you, you just sit there. And I was good. I was content. But every now and then, there'd be a ray of light that would smack me in the face. And I instantly went up like 15 degrees. It was warm, but it was a good day. It's fun to see all those guys competing. And honestly, that's what it's about. It's a track meet in the pool.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, being a track guy, for me, it was relatively easy to follow along once I knew what was going on. So...
Too bad they didn't have a parent swim.
You know what?
Dove in and...
You know, I've been known to get in a Speedo a time or two.
Oh, so. What is it about you
I don't know.
Guys here on that side of the table?
I don't know. It's, well, you know me well enough, yeah. So. But I have a special announcement.
You do?
Very, very special announcement.
Okay.
Bailey's Paint is officially coming back for their 25th Boaz Fun Days.
Is that right?
25.
So,
25 years.
So you're going to represent...
Yeah, the great Bailey's Paint. And you know what? Bailey's Paint has been with us through, I mean, we were 15 years old when we started, you know, and to have them be with us when, you know, and support us when we weren't going to win anything. You know, I think for 20 years, we didn't win anything.
Really?
So, yeah, the last five, we've taken some money. But yeah, it's pretty cool to get all of our friends together. This is like the last kind of hurrah of, you know, seeing our buddies. And a lot of the guys that started are still playing. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do people come back from quite a ways away?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we've got Lucas Wilson coming back from Minneapolis here this week or this weekend.
Next weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. So you're going to represent them well. They're going to be Bailey well, Paint and Decorating going to be proud that they sponsor the team.
Well, yes. And okay. What's more impressive, though? You know, the fact that we've been doing it for 25 years with some of the same guys, or the fact that a bunch of 15-year-olds sold their parents that, hey, can we go out and play a softball tournament, an adult softball tournament at Boaz for a weekend? So,
well, you know, and softball, slow pitch softball, is not as popular as it once was.
No, it's nice
to know that they still can organize a tournament.
And why they ever let us in to start when back in the day, like, it was popular and there was a lot of guys that, and a lot of teams that would play. So,
Must have had a team drop out that year.
That's true. And you know what? Once we were in, it's like, you know, they can't get rid of
can't
us.
Can't get
now.
Rid of us, yeah.
But, you know, there's some things I've learned about Boaz over the years, or, you know, small communities like that. Okay, people don't appreciate streaking as much as they used to. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into that story anymore, but you know, they just.
Did it involve you?
Yeah, it may have.
Okay.
It may have. Okay. The best communities have establishments that are within walking distance.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I've also learned that any relatively flat surface can be used as a bed.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you need a nap.
Just... Boy, you're admitting a lot of stuff here today.
Hey, I'm not, you know, this isn't about me.
Oh, I see.
I've got other friends too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the concession stands, they do a great job. It can be used for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, sometimes all in the same day. And then, you know, in 20 years, you know, we've only made it to the Sunday five times. Okay. Our weekend usually culminated with one of the best, you know, barbecues in Southwest Wisconsin. So yeah, there, I've admitted a lot.
You have really admitted a lot. It's good to get it off your chest, right?
It feels really good.
What position do you play on the Bailey Payne?
You know, backup right field all-star.
That's where you are?
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, that's good.
Actually, I can't move as well as I used to. So I went from, you know, right field to backup right field. And now they kind of put me at pitcher or catcher. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Do they have adult diapers to sponsor you or not?
I don't. So listening to the Brewer games a lot, that is one advertisement that gets me every time.
Yeah.
And the way that they place that in the.
Well, you know, I know. And I need to be mature because it's, I mean, it's something that, you know, it's obviously, it's a necessity. It really is for a lot
absolutely.
Of people.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the placement the other day, I almost laughed because it's, they sponsor the pitching change.
I know.
When it's time for a change. And I'm thinking, you know, how you could. You know, place that, you know.
They do a great job.
They just crank one out against Abner Uribe, and he really needs a change now.
And so I do appreciate the fact that, you know, we've talked about the storytelling. The storytelling's gone down, you know, as the speed of the game has gone up.
Right.
But, you know, the little comedic placements that they do, some of that stuff is comedic genius.
Yeah,
so
it is. And to be able to read it, you know, and not crack up there a couple times.
And on the 4th of July, we were up at my parents' watching the fireworks, and great evening listening to Those Were the Days. I was wearing my Those Were the Days t-shirt that you so generously gifted me.
Thanks for advertising for us.
Absolutely. And Brady was looking at it, and he was like, oh my goodness, they're going to be on for 40 years. And I said, yeah, looking down. You're going to have your, when was your first episode?
October, I believe, 11th of 1986.
Okay. So I was thinking about that. Who's been the most favorite person you've interviewed? Because you've interviewed a ton.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. I usually go back to Carl Perkins, who was, you know, the blue suede shoes guy, but back up for Johnny Cash. And
so what made that memorable special?
You know, a lot of times they would say, you know, you can only have 10 minutes. And I think they said 15 minutes. And I told him, I said, well, you know, he goes, no, I like to keep talking. We talked for like an hour and a half.
Did you really?
And he talked about, you know, touring with Johnny Cash, and he knew Buddy Holly, and he knew, you know, Richie Valens. He knew all these people, you know, and that was just amazing.
The stories that those
firsthand.
Guys have.
And he know, and he's like, oh, I'm on tour with the Beatles. And they're like, Carl, show us how you play that Matchbox. And I sat down in front of the Beatles and I played it. And George is like, I thought that was two guitars. That's only one. You know, those kind of firsthand stories are just incredible. So, yeah, I would say Dick Clark.
Had a chance. Did you really?
I had Dick Clark on with over the phone, of course.
Yeah.
Over the phone interviews.
Yeah.
But
it's still awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Any special memories or one story you will always think about when over these 40 years?
Well, I don't know. You know, some of it is just the friends that I've made, you know, and some have passed on, and you know, I play a certain song, I think of that person sometimes that used to request that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first show?
I do. Sure.
Do you really?
I do. Yeah. We were, of course, at the old radio station, and, June, who's my, wife at the time, I don't think she was even my fiance at that time. And I always say, once we got married, she hasn't been back to help since, but she used to help.
Oh, I can honestly say I've been around for every episode.
Every episode?
Yeah, being 42.
Well, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have been.
I have
been. You have don't even remember listening the first time, I suppose.
So, you know, I got a contact from Hank, and
oh yeah, you got to do a little cooking.
Yeah, he sent me his recipe. Do you want to hear it?
I guess.
Oh
yeah.
Boy,
what is it?
It's the three 3:21 a.m., Hillbilly Kitchen. Scrambled egg bread deluxe, if you can call it that.
Ooh.
Well, now it's 3:21 in the morning. The rooster called in sick. The cows are wondering why the kitchen light's on. And you've got hunger that could eat the upholstery out of a bass boat. Honestly, if you weren't good at reading, that last section might be a little tough.
Oh, sure.
Tonight's five-star Hillbilly special is a scrambled egg bread deluxe, because adding deluxe makes it sound like you meant to do this. Here's what you'll need. 2 to 3 eggs or 5. I don't know. Probably the more the better. A couple slices of bread, butter, salt and pepper, a handful of shredded cheese, and if you're lucky, the container of cooked bacon hiding in the fridge, or a couple slices of leftover ham that somehow survived yesterday. Yeah, we talked about that. Do you think he's got all this in his fridge?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, he's got a lot of mystery meats.
He does. Yeah. And I don't think he checks expiration dates either.
Well, it's a smell test.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah. So throw it all in a skillet.
Yeah.
Before the eggs are cooking, tear your bread into chunks, toss it in, chop up that leftover bacon or ham, throw it in the skillet, stir everything together until the bread soaks up those eggs. Serve it with hot sauce, ketchup, or whatever condiment isn't older than your driver's license. Hopefully, well, it's probably older than meat. Hopefully it's older than the meat. Then you have it. A 3:21 in the morning feast that will fill your belly, confuse your doctor, and have the dog staring at you like he's hoping you'll drop a bite.
Lovely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised he doesn't have crushed tater chips in there, because he always
does. Yeah, it's a staple.
Crushed potato chips.
That's
yeah.
a staple.
Wow. We have to do a little... poor old Grandpa Phil's logic today as well here. It's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Weedle's Store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946. Today's old-time saying, can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Pretty deep, isn't it?
I haven't heard it.
You've never heard that one before?
No.
Really? Yeah, you're too young. It's used to express that it is impossible to create something excellent or refined from something that is naturally low-grade or unattractive. Or the old one, you know, you can't make chicken salad out of...
chicken stuff.
Yeah. Pretty much the same.
Were you worried?
Well, no, I wasn't worried about you.
Any weekend plans?
I'm going to Cazenovia tonight.
Congrats.
You want to come along? Or
no, I'm good.
You got plans?
I've got plans. Right. Yeah, actually, tomorrow, Coach Troxel's hosting a 7-on-7 passing league. So I hear you're going to have him on a little bit.
He'll be on in the morning show
and
today.
So I'm going to be officiating and helping out there.
Awesome.
Most of the day.
You're the minister? Oh, no, you're officiating.
Last rites.
Oh, man, always good to see you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I always appreciate coming in.
Lots of fun, man.
Yep.
And have a good weekend. Good luck at Boaz, too.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
Know? Although I think you might join us again next week sometime, and we'll do a little pregame show for
there is a rumor.
Boaz Fun Days. So
thanks, Phil.
We'll get more of the, you know, the stats of the team and all that kind of stuff. Brandon Ewing joining us in for Hank Bray today.